might pick up a rock or a stone and throw it. You might say you did what with
it? Tossed it.
Tossed it. Would you ever use the word flung it or chucked it or even more, let's say you tossed it? Would you say you picked up a rock or a stone? If you put milk in your coffee, you might say some people like it with milk and some people like it with plain or without milk. Is that what you would say about coffee without milk and sugar, that it's plain? Have you ever used the word straight coffee, barefooted coffee?
No.
Never heard of barefooted coffee?
Never. No.
So to you, if you didn't have anything in it, it'd just be plain. Milk in your tea. You say you drink your tea how?
With milk.
Okay. If you had a child who's given the same name that his father has, you say that they named the child
for his father.
For his father. Would you ever say after his father? But you would say it's probably
it denotes the same thing.
Right. Okay. Change of topic here. Talk about animals a minute. How would you speak of a dog of a mixed breed?
Mongrel.
Okay. Any other word? A small, noisy little dog, yapping dog.
Well,
tell me the truth now.
We would call it a feist dog. And I was talking to an old lady that at a mill now. Her husband was a miller. And there was a little dog of the kind you described running around, and she referred to it as that little spice dog.
Spice dog? Rather than
now, they were real tobacco room type people. They really were.
A mixed breed, then, you said, would be a, did you say mutt or?
No, I said mongrel.
Mongrel. Would you use the word mutt? No. Okay. A worthless dog. Is there any word that...
Cur.
And a honey dog.
Hound.
If the dog liked to bite, you might say that a child was... by the dog. And,
at least taste it.
And if the dog bit the mailman, you might say that the mailman had to go to the doctor after he got
bitten.
In a herd of cattle, what do you call the male?